Today we're going to learn Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph of Maseches Sukkah. We are holding on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. We are at Erev Shabbos Shabbatoch HaChag, which is at the two dots on the fourth line of the page. So the Mishnah said that Erev Shabbos Shabbatoch HaChag, there were 48 blasts of the shofar. Because remember, there were never fewer than 21. There were never more than 48. So the maximum was when Erev Shabbos would fall out on the Erev Shabbos, the middle of Sukkot. So the Mishnah told us that there were three blasts of the shofar for the Shara Elyon, three by the Shara Tachton, three for the filling of the water, three by the Mizbeach, V'ilu l'mayla asirus lo katani. But it doesn't mention the three that were on the 10th step. So the Gemara explains the reason that that wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah is because that's actually Machlokas. Masnis and Mani, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Our Mishnah must be assuming like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who holds that they didn't blow on the 10th step. Detanya, shalosh l'mayla asirus. There were three tekios on the 10th step. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer, shalosh agave mizbeach. That there were three by the Mizbeach when they would stand up the Aravos by the Mizbeach. Ha'omer l'mala asiris, einomer al-gabe mizbeach. Ha'omer al-gabe mizbeach, einomer l'mala asiris. These are two opposing viewpoints. If you hold that they would blow by the mala asiris, you would hold that they didn't blow three shofros, three blasts by the Mizbeach. If you hold that they blew by the Mizbeach, you would hold that they did not blow by the Maila Ha'asiris. My time is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. What's the reason that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who holds that they would blow by the Mizbeach and not by the Maila Ha'asiris? Kivun de Taka, the Psichas Sha'arim, since the Tekios that they blew at the time of Nisach HaMayim was for the Kavod of the opening of the gates, the Maila Ha'asiris, Lamali de Taka, there was no need to blow again by the Maila Ha'asiris, Halav Sharhu, it's not a gate. Hilkach Al-Gabim so it's better to do it by the Mizbeach. Rabbanan, the Rabbanan who hold that it's better to blow by the Mala Asiris, Savri Kivin de Takal de Mila Mayim, since the purpose of the 12 tekios that they added on Sukkot was because of the Milo Yamayim, the filling up of the water to fulfill the Pasuk that says, Ushafta Mayim Besason, and that's why they blew by the Shara Elyon and the Shara Tachton and the Shara Mayim, so it makes sense that the three additional tekios were on the Mala Asiris, which was on the way to the Milo Yamayim. So it's evident that it's done in honor of the Nisach HaMayim. Agave Mizbeach Lamali, but why would you do it by the standing up of the Aravos, by the Mizbeach? It doesn't make sense that that's where they would institute to make the three extra tekios. Hilkach L'mayla Asiris Adif, and that's why it's better to do it by the Mayla Asiris. Good. Ki asa Rav Acha bar Chanina midroma. When Rav Acha bar Chanina came from the south, Aisi masnisa biyadei. He brought the following teaching. Ubnei Aaron Akarnim yitku b'chatzotros. Shein tamalomar yitku. The pasuk doesn't need to say yitku. Shekvar nemar tkatem b'chatzotros alolosechem alzivchei shalmechem. Pasuk already says utkatem. Umat tamalomar yitku. Why does it have to say yitku? Hakol lefiyam musafin token that based on the musafin, that's how they would be tokeya, as we're about to explain. Explain. Hu tani la v'hu amr la. Rav Acha, who taught this brisa, explained this brisa. Lomer shetoken al kol musaf v'musaf. On a day that there are two kedushos, like a Shabbos and Yom Tov, that they bring two korbanos musaf, each korban musaf would have its own shear, and each korban musaf would have nine tekios, because there are three sections of each shear, and each one gets three tekios. So they bring korban musaf of Shabbos, they would sing Mizmor Shili on a Shabbos, and they would blow nine tekios with that. They bring the korban musaf of Yom Tov, and they would sing the shear of that Yom Tov, and they'd blow nine tekios with that. So now the Gemara asks a question on this Chiddush. Tanan, it says in our Mishnah, Erev Shabbos Shabbatoch HaChag Hayisham Arba'im Ushmona, that the maximum amount of tekios you would ever have is 48, which would happen on Erev Shabbos during the Chag. That was the greatest amount you would ever have. V'emisa, but if this Chiddush of Rav Acha is correct, that for every Korban Musaf they would blow another nine, listening Shabbos Shabbatoch HaChag Mishkach Sechemishim V'chad, then on the Shabbos within Sukkot, it would be 51, because you'd be losing out on the six tekios that they would blow for Kabbalah Shabbos, because it's not an Erev Shabbos anymore, but you would gain nine more tekios, because it's Shabbos, it's an extra Korban Musaf, so that would leave you with 51. You'd have the initial 48 minus 6 plus 9. So the Gemara answers, Amar Abzeri, l'fi shein tokom psich sharm b'Shabbos. No, you'd also lose out the three tkios for the Pesicha Sharim. They didn't do that on Shabbos because it was just a siman to the beginning of the Avodas Hayom and to get everybody ready. So they didn't have those three tkios on Shabbos. Amar Rava, Rava says, Man ha delochayish l'kimcha. Who is this person who's not careful about what he's teaching? You're saying things that are incorrect. Chada debekol yom tanan. First of all, it said that there were 21 tkios every single day, and three of them were for the Pesicha Sharim. So that makes it sound like they would blow for the Pesicha Sharim even on Shabbos. Va'od inami kadad inenu, listening Shabbos Shabbatochacha. Even if Shabbos of Sukkot didn't have 51 and only had 48, it still would match the maximum of Erev Shabbos Shabbatot Chag, and therefore it should have been listed in the Mishnah, because it's not a one-time unique event of having 48. It would happen on two consecutive days that you'd have 48. So why didn't we mention that? Deshaminatarti, and that would have been a better example than Erev Shabbos Shabbatot Chag, because it would teach me two things. Yaakov, who teach me that you blow by the Mizbeach and not by the Mala Asiris, and would also teach me that you blow for each Musaf separately. So why didn't the Mishnah teach me that Chiddush? Ella Amar Rava. So Rava rather explains the reason for Rav Acha that on Shabbos Shabbatot Chag they were not 51 tekios. Lufi Shein Tokin the Mila Mayim b'Shabbos debatzri tuva. They didn't blow any of the tekios relating to the filling of the water on Shabbos, and therefore they missed out on a lot of other tekios. The three for the Shara Elyon, the three for the Shara Tachton, the three for the Shara Mayim, the three by the Mizbeach. So that those are all related to the Milamayim. So Shabbos of Sukkot, there were only really 39 tekios, the 21 for the Tamei Shel Shachar Ben Arbayim and the 18 for the two Musafin. So another kasha on the Chiddush of Rav Acha, that they would blow 9 tekios for each and every Musaf, the Gemara asks, V'lisni nami Rosh Hashanah Shechalios b'Shabbos. What about when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, it should have been 48. Da'i ikot thos Musafin, there are three Karbanos Musaf. Musaf to Rosh Hashanah, Musaf to Rosh Chodesh, Musaf to Shabbos. Save the 21 that you normally have, and then you have an additional 27 because of three karbanos musaf, and that should be 48. Why wasn't that mentioned in the Mishnah? So the Gemara answers: Erev Shabbos Shabbatot Chag, it's Tzrich Le'Lashmin Krav Lazer Ben Yaakov. Now you're right; that also would be 48. But there was an additional. There was a great chiddush in teaching me about Erev Shabbos Shabbatot Chag, so that we could learn to follow Rav Lazer Ben Yaakov that they would blow three by Mizbeach and not by the Mala Asiris, which would not be Shayich by Rosh Hashanah. So wouldn't be teaching me that by Rosh. And that's why Dafka gave this example. Ask the Gemara, Atumikar melisni ha velo lisni ha? Wait, did we ever suggest to only mention Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos and not to mention Erev Shabbos Shabbatot Chag? Listen ha velo lisni ha. What we're trying to suggest is list every case where you blow 48 tekios. So you should also list Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos. Says Gemara, Tana v'Shir. You're right, when Rosh Hashanah Shechal and Shabbos there are 48 tekios, we just don't give every single example. Well, you can only say we don't give every example if there are other examples that are also left off the list. My Shire, the High Shire. What other examples are left off the list where you blow 48 tekios that we could say we left off Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos from the list? So says Maria, sure we did. Shire, Erev HaPesach. We left off Erev HaPesach, which was also 48 tekios, 21 that you have on any normal day, and another 27 for the Shechita of the Karban Pesach. So says Gemara, well, imishem Erev HaPesach, lav shiurhu. If that's what you left off, that's not called a shiur. That's not really called leaving anything off. Damani Rabbi Yudi, damar mimeim shakash lisha, so yigia lomar, ahavti ki yishma Hashem, ipnei shayu amma mu'atin. That Rabbi Yudi says, maybe our Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that when they would say Hallel the first time, they would never get to Ahavti Ki Yishma Hashem. They would never even finish Hallel the first time, and they would already have finished shechting all the Korbanos Pesach, because most of the people were very but on the third group of people, they used to let as many people as fit into the Azara at once, then they would let the next group in, and then they would let whatever stragglers left behind. The third group was always so tiny because so many people pushed in on the first and second time that when they sang the Hallel with the third group, they never even got to Ahavti Ki Yishma Hashem. So that third group only actually got to blow three tekios before the beginning of Hallel, and they didn't get to start Hallel a second time. So in Erev Pesach, there were only 42 tekios. So it turns out that there weren't 48. So that's not really called a shiur. So the Gemara says, "Amrit resha de lo Rabbi Yehuda." Wait. How could you say now that our Mishnah is following Rabbi Yehuda? We just said that the resha of our Mishnah is against Rabbi Yehuda because we mentioned tkiya and trua. Rabbi Yehuda counts tkiya, trua, tkiya all as one blast, and in our Mishnah we count them as three separate blasts. So the Gemara. The Gemara points out, no, we're not saying that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda or isn't Rabbi Yehuda. We're saying maybe our Mishnah agrees with Rabbi Yehuda about the third cut of people in Erev Pesach not blowing more than three, and it disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda in terms of what we count as a separate blast, as a separate mitzvah, as far as tekios, whether three tekios count as one or as three. Ella, my shir, da hashir. So, okay, so we're back to our question. So what else was left off as the example in the Mishnah where you blow 48 tekios that we could also say that we left off the example of Rosh Hashanah Shechalios b'Shabbos? So it says, my shir erva Pesach Shechalios be'erev Shabbos. Apikshis va'il shis. We left off Erev Pesach that falls out on Erev Shabbos. Because you're right, you only have 42 tekios on a regular Erev Pesach, but when that's also Erev Shabbos, you have the additional 6 tekios of preparing for Shabbos, and that's how you end up with 48. So that's why we could say Tana Vishayer. So I forgot to do the main points over here. So one main point is that Ravacha says that we learn from Tiku, that from Yitku'u, that they would blow for each Karban Musaf. And therefore, Shabbos during the Chag, Rabbi Zera says they will blow 48, Rava says fewer than that. Rosh Hashanah Shchalios b'Shabbos, all agree with 48. Erev Pesach is Machlokas, whether it's 48 or less. Erev Pesach, that is Erev Shabbos, has to be at least 48. And then, last main point, our Mishnah left out certain examples of days that they would blow 48. I mean, our Mishnah didn't list every example of a day that they would blow 48. Right? And the two that we said were Rosh Hashanah Shchalios b'Shabbos and Erev Pesach that falls out on Erev Shabbos. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at the two dots, Ve'in Mosifin al Memches.